You got 5 seconds.
Fandor is proud to be a sponsor at the Sonoma International Film Festival. Thanks to SIFF for 25 years of raising the bar and elevating new talent from around the world. Bringing people together through film, food, wine, and fun. That's our kind of festival. Cheers to a great year for independent cinema.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Fandor video podcast. My name is Hooman. I'm here with Chris Kelly again.
Hey, Hoom. How are you?
Hey, Chris. Yeah, you having a good day?
Having a good day.
Nice. Bryn is here, but he's hiding.
Hello!
We have a really great director right now I want to introduce you guys to. His movie is at the Sonoma Film Festival. His name is Grady Hall, and his film is called Winter Ball. Welcome, Grady.
Thank you, guys. Good to be here.
Tell us what your movie's about.
Well, story-wise, it's about an American minor league ball player who thinks he's going to get called up to the big leagues, but instead gets sent to the Dominican Republic to play winter ball and find his baseball heart.
Okay. And why are you like a major baseball fan? Like, why did you come up with this story idea?
Well, I have baseball in my past. Actually, I played professionally for a little while with the Chicago White Sox way back in the day. And part of my baseball experience was being sent to winter ball in the Dominican. And it had such an impact on me, just the people down there and the way they live. And I kept a journal and I found it like 15 years later. And started writing a book, and I hated writing a book. And a friend of mine bought me a piece of screenwriting software, and I was hooked. So,
how long did you last in baseball in the majors?
I didn't last at all in the majors. Thanks for asking that question. I spent the majority of my time in AAA and AA, most of it in AAA, and just never broke through.
I have stories
I can tell, but then we'll get off track. And
sure, exactly. And so, and then you know, I mean, you draw from there's a great wealth of film around the minor leagues in Bull Durham, and you know, sure. and then in baseball in general with The Natural and a number of others. And how did they come into play in terms of the way that you conceived the script and put it all together?
Well, I tried really hard not to like follow those guys. Mm-hmm. One, they're my favorite films, but this has more of a cultural component to it, and integrates a lot of the Dominican Republic. It sort of is the main character in my mind, and as I was writing it, that's how I sort of developed the story in the film.
And an amazing baseball culture down there, obviously. With
amazing, amazing. And that was part of the motivation too, because I was bound and determined to find out why they were so good at baseball. Mm-hmm. So,
very cool.
I'm not sure.
How many days of shooting did it take to complete your movie?
We had 30 in the Dominican and 4 in North Carolina in Winston-Salem shooting the minor league parts.
And how was that going back to the Dominican Republic for you?
Well, good question. I love going to the Dominican. The people are fantastic. I have a great time every time I go down. Working down there was a different beast. And so there is certainly a manana component to their lifestyle and work. But at the end of the day, it worked out great because a lot of that got into the film, which is what I was hoping would happen.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what day and time is your movie showing at the Sonoma Film Festival?
I'm going to have to cheat and look real quick. Thursday, the 24th at noon at the San Francisco Chronicle at Vets 2.
Okay.
Saturday, the 26th of March at 12:30 at the Sonoma Valley Museum of Art.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
And are you coming to the festival?
I am. Oh.
Have you been to Sonoma?
I have Northern California roots. I lived in San Francisco for a number of years and then lived in Tahoe for a number of years. So I'm looking forward to getting back up.
So what's your hope when people watch this film? What do you want them to walk away with after seeing it?
I think the main point of it was to sort of tell people about the Dominican Republic beyond the baseball player names that they know, because I don't think a lot of people understand where these guys come from or the situations they come out of to become the ball players that they do. And the character of the culture has a lot to do with how they play the game. So I hope to enrich people's understanding of like what these guys go through and what their cultural impact is on their game, and to basically fall in love with the Dominican. It's a beautiful island, beautiful place, and a beautiful people.
So, okay, we got the film. I'm so curious to learn a little bit more about you in the world of baseball. Let's go back a little bit. So you're in the double A's, you're in the triple A's. How many years did you give it before you called it quits and moved on to your next thing?
well question. I like the wording. Probably about 8 years, 7 years.
And was there a moment that it looked like it was going to happen, that you were going to get drafted to the – tell us what happened there. Tell us about that moment.
I was a first-round draft pick out of college. I went to Northwestern University, drafted by the White Sox. And I wouldn't say – there was a signature moment where I realized I needed to probably move on. It was spring training. Our manager was Jeff Torborg with the White Sox. He brought me into his office. And before camp had started, he asked if I had trouble with the front office at all. And I was like, not that I know of. I go, why do you ask? He said, well, I asked to have you brought up to the big leagues 5 times last year, and they kept telling me you were hurt. Well, that was the year I was like AAA pitcher of the year. I led the league, and I was like third in the league in innings pitched. I had a great season. So I realized at that point, maybe I should find something else at some point soon, but keep going.
So the politics.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's
horrible.
And are you allowed to go to a different team, or are you stuck with the White Sox?
Well, what happens is when you're drafted, you basically have 6 years of indentured servitude with the team that drafts you.
Right.
You have no freedom. If they put you on the 40-man roster, which is the big league roster, you're not available to any other team unless they trade you. So at my point of exposure, which would have been my third year, I was put on the 40-man and kept on the 40-man roster through that whole time. So they didn't have to do anything with me. I was basically their property until the sixth year, and then I became a free agent. And then I went on and signed and played with I think it started with the Indians and ended with the Orioles at some point. But by then, the wind sort of had been taken out of my sails a little. So,
Where did you play AAA?
Most of it was up in Vancouver, BC.
Okay.
But then journeyed through and played in Albuquerque. I played in Colorado Springs, and then a little bit over in Rochester, New York, at the end with the Orioles.
I very much enjoy AAA. We have a AAA baseball team in Sacramento.
Yes.
I spend most of my time with the Sacramento Kings, but there's a great RiverCats AAA team there. It's a big cultural, icon in Sacramento. Was A's for years, and now it's Giants. Yeah. So
it's awesome. I love minor league baseball. Two things have happened since I left. One, the names have gotten way better of the teams. They're much and two, the stadiums are great. Like the stadiums are amazing facilities these days. It really cool.
You know, the best thing about you, Grady, isn't your film. It isn't your beard. It isn't your hair. It's that.
Although those are all impressive.
You're still like a joyful person after all that's come against you. You're like, you picked yourself up and you're smiling and you seem approachable. I don't know what you're like in real life, but in this interview, you're pretty great.
This is fantastic. I'm looking forward to
it. This is only screen time. In person, I'm horrible. Like in person, crotchety, angry.
All right. So what's happening with Winter Ball? Did you get distribution? Like where is it at now? Now that the movie's done.
We've been on the circuit a little bit, but haven't really dug deep into it. We have a great relationship with Major League Baseball. Actually, we're an official licensee of Major League Baseball. We're talking with the network about once we get distribution in place, probably doing some promotional work through the network and through the league. And so just hoping and waiting to find like the right distribution partner for this to get it out there.
So my friend Marika just is taking over, our friend Marika, my friend Marika is just taking over as head of social for Major League Baseball. So we'll gladly put in a good word with her.
If Chris does that for you, you are so lucky. You're going to do that for him?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
All right, let's end with this. You got the great Harry Lennox in your film. We've seen him. Like, you may not know the name, but you'll know the face. The guy's been in everything. How did you get this guy?
One, guilt, and I have a lot of material on him, and he has no choice to do whatever I ask him to do. So Harry and I met at Northwestern. We both went to school there. We're both freshmen. We were both on the same floor freshman year, and so we've been buddies and brothers for a very, very long time, and Harry's been a part of this sort of window baller journey with me. Nice. I think he probably read the first script I ever wrote, and help with notes and help like encourage along. And he was one of the reasons I ended up sticking with it and ended up getting it made, actually. So I had to have him in it. Like, he had no choice. NBC wasn't that friendly, but he had no choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. He's just such a diverse actor. I mean, when I look at him, it's like, that's the image I have for like a traditional Shakespearean actor. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. Completely agree.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
All right, his name is Grady Hall. His film is Winter Ball. If you're at the Sonoma Film Festival, please check it out. And if not, Chris Kelly is going to get you distribution.
I'm going to help. I'm very ready to help. I'm very ready to see the film. So hopefully I'll get
this. This interview is far better than I thought it would, actually. This is fantastic.
Excellent.
Bro, this is probably the best interview you're ever going to do.
It might be my last.
All right, Grady. We wish you nothing but the best.
Congratulations.
See you in Sonoma.
Thank you, guys. All right. Thanks, Grady.
Yeah, have fun.
You have 5 seconds.
Fandor is proud to be a sponsor at the Sonoma International Film Festival. Thanks to SIFF for 25 years of raising the bar and elevating new talent from around the world. Bringing people together through film, food, wine, and fun. That's our kind of festival. Cheers to a great year for independent cinema.